You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The draft primary and intermediate schools curriculum has received criticism from the Principals Federation and some subject associations. The Association for Māori Principals and Education Leaders have said the government's draft primary school curriculum makes Māori invisible and is not fit for purpose. The controversial Regulatory Standards Bill has passed its second reading following a six-month-long select committee process. New Zealand First is introducing a members' bill to ban the private sale and use of fireworks, and the government is considering measures to force rough sleepers out of the Auckland CBD. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking what his response was to the new primary school curriculum. In particular, does he agree with the criticism from the Association for Māori Principals and Education Leaders?
What we've heard directly from the sector is that this has been a very rushed process that will impact on our Taranaki and schools. We know that the curriculum largely has been written offshore, and that is concerning, particularly when Minister Stanford has called this a localised curriculum. We know it's not, but we see things like the New Zealand Histories curriculum being removed from schools. We see the removal of the relationship and sexuality guidelines removed. And so at the heart of this, I find it quite cynical.
Are you concerned, or how concerned are you, about the Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum being dropped?
Well, it strips the identity of our country. Labor put this in place to ensure that we were learning about all of our history in this country, pre-colonisation too. But most of all, it's about recognising everyone's identity. That's how we build nationhood, and that's how we understand the cultures in this country. So I'm very concerned, and I find it sad that it's been removed.
The Ministry has said the goal of the curriculum is to reflect the diversity of New Zealand. What does this mean to you?
Well, what is the diversity of New Zealand without things like Te Tiriti o Waitangi, or without New Zealand history, localised history, being taught in schools? So, you know, we can't pick and choose what our identity is. We have to teach all of our history, and we need to make sure that both Māori and European and colonisation is a part of our story that our kids learn.
And are you concerned about the Regulatory Standards Bill passing its second reading in Parliament earlier this week?
I'm very concerned about the Regulatory Standards Bill. It opens up continual breaches of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and this, I believe, is Seymour's intention from the start.
How much was changed during the select committee process, and how much of this was a response to public feedback?
Well, overwhelmingly, people rejected the Regulatory Standards Bill. But what we've seen under this government is that submissions don't really count. We haven't seen large changes to the Regulatory Standards Bill, as an example. Minister Seymour has continued to push this through, and unfortunately Prime Minister Christopher Luxon hasn't been able to pull Minister Seymour back, and in light, he has supported the Regulatory Standards Bill as well.
What are the next steps for the bill? Will it automatically get through its third and final reading?
Well, the government has the numbers in the House. We know that the ACT Party will support it. We know that with the weak leadership of Christopher Luxon, that he will fold to David Seymour, and that New Zealand First will come in behind. So sadly, it looks like the Regulatory Standards Bill will pass in the New Zealand Parliament against the wishes of the public.
Is this something Labor is committed to reversing if you are re-elected next year?
We've committed to reversing the Regulatory Standards Bill within the first 100 days of being government.
Changing tacks a little bit, yesterday was obviously Guy Fawkes. Are you supportive of New Zealand First's call to ban private fireworks?
Our caucus hasn't discussed this member's bill yet. We tend to do that once a bill is pulled out of the ballot and is before the House. But I hear regularly from constituents in Northcote about fireworks, about the impact on pets. I know my German Shepherd himself, he gets quite spooked by fireworks, but we're yet to discuss this as a caucus and have a position on it.
But does this mean you think private fireworks are a big issue?
It certainly is a big issue. I would hear from a number of constituents each year on this particular issue, both in regards to pets, but also in regards to the safety of children and families that use them at home.
And we have a bit of time, so I also want to ask, do you think housing advocates are right to be concerned that officials are trying to push our homeless whānau out of Auckland?
This was a shocking finding this week where Chris Hipkins asked the Prime Minister in the House if this was on his plan. He said this hadn't come before Cabinet as yet, and lo and behold, yesterday it was discovered that this is part of the government's plan and they have discussed it in their caucus. What we know in Auckland is that people need homes, that homelessness isn't by choice, it's by due to mental health or the cost of living circumstances. And most of all, people need support to rebuild their lives. This is not what the government is doing. It can't be a criminal act to be homeless.
But how can this be balanced with keeping the central city safe?
Well, it's not the homeless people in Auckland that are creating safety issues within Auckland CBD. What we have more of a problem with is big nights on the weekend, the use of alcohol, and you know the safety issues that arise as a result of that. Generally, the homeless population in Auckland, while it's growing, they're not there by choice. All they want is a home and the support to be able to rebuild their lives.
You've touched on this a little bit already, but what would a Labour Party plan to address homelessness look like? How would it differ from the discussions that are happening between the Mayor and the National Party at the moment?
Well, what's important is that we continue to build homes on scale. Labour had a huge social housing portfolio that we were committed to, and those were being built as well. As an example, we know that there are 1,000 homeless people in Auckland alone. That means that we need to open up the Housing First program to accommodate those people, to provide them shelter, but also the wraparound support services that they need. That was the work that we were leading when we were in government. Both building social housing was halted by this government, as well as the support that was available to those experiencing homelessness.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on the draft primary school curriculum, the regulatory standards bill passing second reading, New Zealand First proposed ban on fireworks, and the government considering measures to move rough sleepers out of the Auckland CBD.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.